okay with the director of a silent synthetic symphony, a human AI collaboration. He is from Greece. I can't pronounce your name properly, so why don't you tell what's your name?
Hi, I'm Stavros
So
Giannakopoulos. I'm glad I'm here.
you made this 6 7 minute like music dance film. It's pretty trippy, I guess you'd say. So it basically it's got AIM elements, and it's about this gentleman sing dancing naked around various parts. And who plays the gentleman? Are you related to him?
You mean the
Who plays the
star of
dancer? Yeah.
the No, Dimitris Anastasopoulos plays the dancer. She's a local dancer, but worldwide in the world of dance, worldwide they know him. So I trust him from the beginning.
So basically, like it's an artificial intelligence meets the boundless human mind, I guess, right? And basically, you're obviously it's there's AI elements to it, but you're kind of like adding the human touch to the AI, I guess, right?
Yes, the target was to connect the past with the now and the future. So we use elements from the past with William Shakespeare writing style for the poem and Alan Rickman's voice. This is from the past, but to do this, we need the AI, we need the artificial intelligence, new technology. So this is and now it's about the technical things from cinematography, the dancer, the music. All these are from humans.
So and so who did the choreography, the dance choreography?
Dimitris Anastasopoulos. This was a freestyle choreography. It's not every scene was different, and we wait until the dancer cut the mood, the vibe of all this. When the dancer cut the vibe, this was the shot.
And so basically is everything in the background AI and he's just dancing in the foreground? Like what is real, what wasn't real?
No, the only AI element was the poem. The poem in the background,
Yeah.
the voice and the poem. This was the only AI element. The only. All the others are from people.
They're all people.
Okay.
So basically they're the sequence with the people. It's all like that's all real people.
Yes, all the people and in the water, we have a scene in the water that he danced on the water. It was not AI, it was with special effects created. We have a platform inside the sea. So he actually walked on the water. The only AI was the poem, actually.
Gotcha. And so the so how did you do the how was the poem AI? Like you just like you like how did that get created?
Yes, I have I okay, how I created. I used two platforms, AI platform, two AI platforms. In the first platform, I asked some things about how a human understands the silence. Okay, then I use another platform, and I use this answer, and I create a poem in the writing style of William Shakespeare. So we use the mind and all the poems, not me, the AI used all the poems William Shakespeare wrote in the past, and with the data I put in the AI platform, they give me a poem, and
Okay.
in this poem, I change something, something. That's how I do all this.
Gotcha. So there's five prompts in the film, as you say, and then like in the, all five prompts, this man is kind of like dancing through the prompts, I guess, dancing through the world, I guess, right?
Yes, exactly. It's like in the short story part, like the short story part,
Yeah.
that it is a human behind the PC, okay? And I start like this because I want the first second the viewer understand what he's going to see altogether, because all these little prompts, it's the main Silent Symphony.
And then so
The main.
the voiceover is voiced by artificial intelligence, Alan Rickman, but it's an AI version of Alan Rickman, I guess, right?
Yes. We clone his voice. He's an English
Yeah,
actor.
people, yeah, from Die Hard. He's the Die Hard villain. Yeah. His
Yes.
most famous
Yes.
role.
And this I choose him because he matched with William Shakespeare, with the poem, with all this mood and vibe. He matched very much, so I choose this voice.
And then who did the music? Because the music's great, and it's you get a team of composers.
Yes, my main music composer and producer is Nick Kumaneko. He's from here, Greece, and featuring piano composer, because we have also piano at the end of the sound of the music. It is Panos Kathimis, Panos
Yep.
Kathimis. So they work in the poem, on the poem, and so the poem was the start. Then the music with Nick Kumaneko and Panos Kathimis, and then all the others. It's like with another way. We do
Yeah.
it with another way, from the end to the beginning. It's a little bit experimental.
Gotcha. And then so he just the guy just they basically the curry he has such great screen presence, the guy who did the choreography. He's like he his face really doesn't change, but he's always like motion. He seems to be in like it's just like the he's brave. I guess there's a brave, I don't even know how to describe his dance, but it's just I found it brave, I guess.
Yes, when I have all the idea and think about my things and what I want, the only person I knew is the dancer, this dancer, Dimitris Anastasopoulos, that can do what I have in my mind, because I know him, I know his ability, and he's my star.
Gotcha. And then yeah, and then the film kind of ends with like him getting a standing ovation, then kind of like leaving kind of like leaving
Yeah.
the editing room, right? Like he's not AI, but you're kind of pretending he's AI in the film.
Yes, all the title is allegor how I can I say if you cut the title, the Silent Synthetic Symphony, a human AI collaboration.
Yeah.
This is real life, and in the la in the short in the short film in the story.
Yeah.
It's real time, it's both.
Gotcha. And where did you come up with this idea? Do you remember where you like how you came up with this idea for this film?
The idea is silent and si silent that we have inside us, as creators. It's not actually an idea, a unique idea. Silent is a lot of people experimental and try to do things and create things for silent. But if I can say the main idea is that I want to connect things from the past, from now and from the future. This was the main idea. Our central theme revolved around the concept of silence and how each individual experience and perceives it. So it is global and it's all-time classic.
Yeah. And what did you think about the audience? What our audience, we send the audience feedback to you. What did you think they had to say about your film?
You said about the video
The
you sent
feedback
me.
video, yeah.
Yes, yeah, it was what could say a unique experience. It was a unique experience for me because I am in the beginning, and it was the first feedback video and the first feedback from audience generally. I was excited when I saw the feedback, and thank you very much for it. I think it is the real award for me to this festival.
Yeah, and so the film's doing well, right? Like it's getting into a lot of festivals. It's like it's got a uniqueness to it, and it seems to be people like it's played in Italy, Poland, Greece, obviously United States, Canada, like France. Like it seems to be like hitting the spots of all the like everywhere.
Yes, it was a little bit unexpected, all
Yeah.
this. Because when you create something, okay, you like it. Of course, you like it. But if it's something so different, it's not a normal story. It's not a short film like drama or like action. It's very, very different. So you don't know if the audience and the other people like it. So it's a little bit unexpected. We are glad. We are glad.
You're glad, yeah. Well, yeah, it's a fantastic job. So, yeah, so what are you making? You keep making movies? Are you making more films?
Yes, of course. I think next time it will be something more to the reality, like a short documentary. I want to try something in the other hand, in the other side, like real.
Gotcha. Well, congratulations on this one. Like I said, is this your first official film that you've made?
Yes.
And you're just surprised by the success that it's gotten, I guess.
Yes, I'm very surprised and very happy.
Very happy, surprised, very happy. And then you're going to keep making movies, right?
Of course. I will keep it.
Well, congratulations on the film. It looks like your dog is looking to get out of that. Like, I don't know if it needs to go outside to pee or like it's really wants your attention. It seems like.
Yes, he's a little bit crazy. He's little and crazy.
A little crazy. Well,
yes, he's a little.
I won't keep it till. Make sure you get to him and basically, let's talk again when you make your next film.
Okay, thank you very much for all. Thank you.
Thank you so much.